Freight forwarders are calling on operators at the port to do more to speed up the clearance of goods. The Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, in collaboration with agencies operating at the ports, has instituted measures including pre-scanning containers before they get to the off-dock terminal. The move follows complaints that congestion at the ports are inimical to the import and export business. A freight forwarder and former president of the Ghana Institute of Freight Forwarders, Carlos Ahinkra, told Radio Ghana that post-scanning procedures need to be incorporated before trucks carrying goods reach the parking area at the port. This will significantly improve the situation at the port.
The problems in the port are multifaceted. The scanning of the containers before they go to the terminals was aimed at reducing the tension and pressure at the scan area. Since that was done, I can tell you without blinking an eye that the issues at the scan area have not changed. They're still the same. So it tells you that our alarm that scanning the container before they go to the IC will not do much of good to the system as it stands now. As far as we are concerned, yes, interventions have come in terms of shortening the clearance procedure.
Yeah, maybe you can share or touch on some of these interventions that you would have wished are carried out, because when there's brisk business at the ports, clearance of goods are fast, government makes revenue, and everybody is happy.
For example, procedures after scanning, if it were possible, should be done before scanning. So that just as you finish scanning, if there are no discrepancies or there are no anomalies, the truck is not made to wait. You just move out and go. But as I speak to you today, when you finish scanning, the procedures are as numerous as you would have gone through normal direct intervention examination. If it is possible to place all the processes that one would have done after scanning, be able to place it before the scanning process, then it would augur well for us to see that when you finish scanning, no truck is going to remain at this waiting area or the holding area. As soon as you finish scanning, the truck moves on.
Mr. Hinkra also bemoaned the duplication of functions at the port.
When the goods are here and you go to the port, you have expected that at least some of the procedures will be put together. For example, we don't understand why the Food and Drug Board and the Ghana Standards Board do the same work, and yet they are separated. The Food and Drug Board will have to look at the cargo you are bringing and give you a certificate or certify it. The Ghana Standards Board or Ghana Standards Authority will do the same thing and certify it. There are some items that if you are not careful, you have to go and see the veterinary services of the Ministry of Agriculture for them to also certify the plant quarantine for them to also certify. Even the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, for them to also certify. And so there are cross agencies in the port who handle this shipment. And just imagine going through all these people. Even if it takes them 1 hour to complete your job, it means that within a day, you are not ready to go out yet. And that is part of what is causing all this congestion and all these troubles in the port. If it were possible, let us put all these health agencies together under one roof. They take their samples once, and they do their certification once. After all, if Food and Drug has a problem, then I believe Ghana Standards Authority must have the same problem with your shipment. So why would we separate these functions and sometimes they even fight amongst each other? Because you would think that they have this one has to do that and that one doesn't have to do that, but all want to do the same thing. That's a problem.
Carlos Ahinkra is the former president of the Ghana Institute of Freight Forwarders.